Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor GWG Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. City of sunshine, palm trees, blowing in the wind. Yes, yes, beautiful day, hot but beautiful. We truly thank God for you, you, and you. Those that are listening, those that listen on a continual basis, we want to send you lots of love and hugs today, letting you know that we love you. We really, really do. Now, if you don't believe we love you, call us at 347-857-3925, and we'll tell you right to your face that we love you, we really do. If you were close to us, we'd give you a hug. Yes, we would, a big bear hug we would give you, okay? Amen. But just remember, today is the best day of your life because Jesus lives. And where do he live? He lives in you and he lives in me. Yes, 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 we love you. We really, really love you. You can write us to also at Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. It's the zip code. Give us a little write-out if you want, a shout-out, a call us, or do something. Let us know that you are there. And, you know, you're getting something out of this broadcast. You know, we don't want to be talking in the wind. You know, we want to be talking to people that are getting something, that God is moving in their life. How about that? Amen. Don't you want to tell somebody about it? Tell somebody about what God is doing. That's letting him know. Also, you're letting God know that you appreciate him and all he's done and what he's doing, and, you know, the voice of those that's bringing the word, you know, and all. We, you know, we want to let you say a little something. Go ahead on. Tell God thank you anyhow. Amen. Ah, yes, yes, yes. You know, we thank God today for our people here today that's here with us, Sister Diane, and also our own Pastor Sharon. And, you know, we just thank God for them being here today. They may have to take over. You know, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ah, my. Jesus is on the main line. We got to tell him what we want today. Amen. You know, it doesn't matter how you feel or what you think. The fact is, Jesus is on the main line. You just tell him what you want. That's all. Tell him what you want. Know that he is able to provide whatever you in need of. Yes, he is. Don't try to renege on it now. Call him up. Call him up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're praying. We're still praying for Carl Williams. Amen, who's in a health center, and I don't know what's happening at this particular moment, but I'm looking for word from there that, you know, he's been told by the doctors he'll never walk again or talk, you know, for the massive stroke that he had, but he was trying to talk. He was trying to talk. That means he's fighting. He's fighting. So we are praying and helping him fight this battle that the enemy has thrown him, you know. And, you know, I believe God can. Touch his sister, too, and his children. touch them also, you know, because God can. God can, that they may be encouraged to hold on. How about that? Isn't that all right? Mm-hmm. We're still praying for Akira, bless the Lord, who lost her baby, you know, her and her husband lost their baby. And we're praying for her because, you know, you can go into depression at this time, you know, and people don't realize that when you lose something like that, you've been caring for a while, it's a bad feeling. You know, it's a very bad feeling, and you become mentally deranged, and everything happens at that time. So, Akira, we are sending you our love and our prayers right now in Jesus' name, and we trust that you will accept it as God begin to deal with you in Jesus' name. Oh, and so it is. Amen, amen. I tell you, God is working some wonders up in here. Oh, yes, and we thank God for our good member, Nessie Ritter there in St. Thomas. Praise God. We thank God for her right today and her family also, sending them love and hugs right now also in Jesus' name. We are praying for LaCara. Where her name used to be Neverson. So whatever it is now, God knows. But we send it to her so that somebody will know who we talking about, that God will touch her and bring deliverance now, Lord. We are letting that now faith go forth. Find her and, Lord, convict her. Father God, give her mind. Shake her and wake her before it's too late, Father. Don't let her go into a Christless grave. Father, in Jesus' name, God, and we speak it now that it shall be done in Jesus' name. Oh, we pray for Yvonne Christian who fell out of bed. Father, touch her, Lord. I don't know how bad she's hurt, but we're asking in Jesus' name, Lord, that you help her right now. Give her the strength she needs in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to touch Kenya Fret, who has an infection in her body that took over her body. Father, you know these different diseases and what are just taking over people, strokes and all. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask that you touch Kenya, Lord. Touch her right now. In the name of Jesus, God, nothing is too hard for you, Lord. And, Lord, if she don't know you, God, we ask, Lord, that you speak to her heart, Lord, that she may be getting acquainted with you right about now, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to touch Kima Fred also, Lord, who has a chronic disease, some type of chronic disease also, Lord. We ask you to touch them. Touch her right now also, Father, in Jesus' name. Boy, the enemy's fighting this family. God, we ask you to touch and deliver. They need your hand right now, your mercy, your love. Lord God, your healing power. Touch them now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to touch Marilyn. I believe it is Marilyn Plunky or somewhere like that. Father, we ask you to touch her who had lumped and done had several strokes and what have you. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, is other people had strokes. Father, have mercy right now. God, oh, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, God, have mercy on these ones that have had strokes so far. Father, we ask that you touch the others that the body is trying to react to a stroke. In the name of Jesus, we cancel that assignment of strokes going to and fro in the land. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask right now, Father, we put a hold on it. We cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so be it today in Jesus' name. in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to touch all those that have cancer of whatever kind and so many different kinds. We ask you to touch them today also, God. Have mercy right now, Holy Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, reverse the decision right now that that enemy has come against them with today, in Jesus' name. Oh, and we count it done right now in the name of Jesus. God is so good. I know he can do it. Y'all just let us know, you know, that he is doing it and he's done it for you, okay? Just praise him. See, we don't want to praise him. When we have these things happen to us, we don't want to praise him then. Because you say, I ain't got nothing to praise him for. You got plenty to praise him for. Praise him in the situation you in, and who can tell? He may bring you out of that same situation. But you're going to have to praise him. Yes, yes, yes. All right, let me give you a little word today. Patience is power. With time and patience, the mulberry leaf becomes silk. Patience is power. With time and patience, the mulberry leaf becomes silk. Now you got to figure that out, don't you? Amen. You got to figure that out. Yes, yes, yes. I'm so glad to be amongst the living today. Praise Amen. God. The body may not feel the best, but I'm still here. And I appreciate the fact that I am here. And it sounds like I'm alive, don't it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I sure hope you ain't dead. Hallelujah. Ah, my, 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 my. God is good to us. God is so good to me, you know. Bless God. I just thank him for everything. It's mighty acts among men. He's always doing great things. Always doing great things. Now, you may not think they're great at the time, would you? But he's doing great things. He's still doing great things. Everything is done for a reason. Isn't that right? You don't always know what it is, but just keep living. You'll find out. All right, we're going to talk a little bit, and we're going to turn it over to these women of God that's here. You know, we're just going to start off a little bit and just give you a little bit of something that was on my mind today. Praise God. And I'm going on and read in. We're talking about the anointing, you know. You say, well, you want to talk about the anointing. So, well, listen. You find so many people today, churches, are operating without it. And some of them are using witchcraft and what have you and trying to say it's the anointing of God. You know, so that's why we're talking about it today, because you have a need to know what you're getting into and what you don't want to get into, too. Isn't that all right? Amen. All right? All right, we're going to start with 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. That's where we're going to start at today. First chapter, and we're going to start, we're going to read the 20th verse. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. You notice that word that say us. Huh? Now listen, you want God to answer your prayer, don't you? You want to see God answer your prayer, don't you? You want to see him solve all your problems too, don't you? That's what you want to do. But, you know, the odd thing is just a little something I was running across and thinking about. And he said here in this verse, unto the glory of God by us. Hear what he say, by us. Now the 21st verse said, now he which established us with you in Christ and had anointed us is God. Who anointed us? God. He is the one that has anointed us. Now, he said, 22, who had also sealed us. It's a lot of us, ain't it? And given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Now, he has placed something within. Okay, as you know, I was thinking about as we read in Kings upon the last broadcast, we was talking about Kings Elisha and Elijah. Well, you know, after Elijah left here, and Elijah had received that mantle and what it incurred. The prophets, the sons of the prophets, made a statement saying that they see now that the spirit of Elijah was upon him. Now notice he say was upon him. He didn't say it was within him. He said it was upon him. So therefore, we're going to talk about you today and the uses. What is within you? What is abiding in you? Okay, now you want the anointing, right? Well, now listen, the basics of the word is what? Whatever things you desire when you pray, what the scriptures say, right? When who pray? You pray, right? When you whatever thing you desire when you pray, if you believe, who gonna receive? You. Okay, the glory by us. The glory of God by us. So therefore, you have a lot to do. You've got to know what you have. Now let me tell you, it depends on you. Desiring the manifestation to bring him glory. Now, you got to desire that manifestation first, long so. You can't bring God no glory if it doesn't manifest. You got to pray. Then you got to believe that you're going to receive it. Now, when you receive it and it begin to manifest, you bring glory to God. Why? Just because you believed. See? This is what you've got to do. Now, I know you're going on there talking about what by you, what that, what is that? That's what you're saying, huh? But first, by you is, do you know the word of God, what the word of God says? Do you doubt it? Will it come to pass? Do you think you're going to receive? What's your answer? Let me tell you, the first long thing is doubt was going to destroy your answer. Cancel it out. You know that, right? You ain't get no answer because you doubt. But when who? You, we still talking about you. Look at the situation. You weigh it or measure it against the word of God. And you believe what God has said. No matter now, God ain't tell you nothing about it. It has to be this situation or that situation or the other situation. No matter what your situation is, who has the answer? You have the answer. Did you hear what I'm saying? All right, let me tell you again. Whatever things you desire, when you pray, if you believe, you shall receive. Amen. Okay? So your answer depends on you, whether you believe or not. You have the answer within because the anointing has already been given to you. So therefore, you have the answer. You praying, aren't you? That's what you desire, right? So what answer? What other answer you want? What answer are you looking for? Can you answer that? What other answer are you looking for? The power of God is inside of who? You. You have the anointing of the Holy Ghost abiding within you. You can cause God to move on your behalf. Did you see what I'm saying? Who can do it? You can do it. I can't do it for you. I can only agree with you. And I was telling Bishop this morning, I said, you know what our problem is? The Bible say if two of us agree touching anything, it shall be done, guaranteed to be done. But if I'm up here praying for you and you ain't agreeing with me, ain't nothing happening.
Oh, come on now.
He said, well, you know, I ain't think about that. I said, think about it. People want one person, want you to pray, want you to get through for them. And they ain't praying with you. They not agreeing with you. They doubting all the time. You, yes, I'm going to agree with you. I'm agree with you. And you can look at them and tell their actions so show you that they are not a bit more agreeing with you. They just saying, I hope God hear their prayer. See, you doubting. You up there. I hope God hear their prayer. You are doubting. You're not agreeing with that other person. He said, if two of you agree touching anything, huh? It takes two of us to get this job done. Do you get what I'm trying to tell you today? You need to be part of it. Y-O-U needs to be part of this whole picture here in order to see the manifestation of God in progress even in your life. You see what I'm saying? Huh? Come on now. I'm trying to talk to you about something now, about you. See, you've been trying to depend on the preacher to do everything. Oh, the preacher got to pray. The prophet got to pray. Well, the prophet is dependent on you because he said if two of you agree, you and the prophet got to agree here. You got to stand there. Do you know what happens a lot of times is a person is up here believing for you, praying for you, and you ain't believing either? And you wonder why nothing happened. You up there looking at the preacher's hair or the preacher's clothes or the preacher's shoes or whatever you looking at it. Are they doing it properly? You're going through a whole lot of rigmarole yourself so that spirit that's within you is not cooperating, it's not testifying to the spirit that's in the other person that if the two of you agree that touch what you're looking for God to do, can't nothing happen if you don't. Hello, y'all look at me funny now. Hello, somebody. See? Now you can cause God to move here. When you hear the voice of God, or you can close the door and cause yourself to be robbed of what God has told you he's going to do. You done just shut him off because you stop believing. You start doubting. What's, ain't nothing hard, really hard. It's simple. He wants you to have simple faith. You want to have all the faith in the world. All the faith in the world ain't going to help you because everybody don't have the same measure of faith. That everybody don't believe like you do. They say, well, there is a God, but, you see. In other words, you got a God that you don't believe can heal you. You got a God that you believe that cannot save you, cannot deliver you, cannot provide for you. What? I wouldn't serve that God. I want me a God that's going to do what he say he's going to do. We read that to you in the first place. The God that promised, he promised you. Didn't I tell you that? All the promises of God is yea, and in him is amen. He is ready to produce something for you. He's given you the components to work with on the inside of you. Do you get the picture here today? It's already built in you, But you've got to do what activated, it's voice-activated. Do you hear what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? As soon as you and the other person agree on the same thing, it's voice-activated and it begin to come forth, and as it come forth, it manifests itself. Do you hear it? Mm-hmm. You didn't even think about it, did you? All the promises of God. God promises is there, and he don't take them back. Huh? If he said he's going to do it, it's up to you to get with God and believe. Amen. Get with his word and believe. That's him. That's his word. And believe. See, the problem is we just don't want to believe. We're just too lazy to believe for ourselves. We want everybody to do everything for us, and we don't want to do nothing. And then we want to talk about the other person. Child, I ain't getting nothing when they pray.
My God.
You ain't getting nothing because you didn't believe nothing. So if you didn't believe nothing, you ain't going to receive nothing.
Jesus.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Jesus.
Did you get that? Praise God. See? Now, the anointing is there. God has given it to you already, but you're too lazy to use it. Oh, God is good. Now, he said he anointed us. Let's read that 21. Now, he which established us with you in Christ and had anointed us is God. Now, God has anointed you, right? He's anointed us all. Now, that means what? He done established you in the things of God. If you are established in things of God, you have no reason not to have faith, no reason not to believe that it shall happen. Now, when you get established, that means you come into maturity, right?
Amen.
You begin to know when God is moving. See, now you got to recognize when God is moving. See, our problem is we don't pay attention anymore. We pay attention to everything else under the sun. Everybody, we want this one to pray for me. We want to be able to testify, oh, prophet so-and-so prayed for me, and I got it, I got healed, I got delivered, I got set free. And we don't even know the moving of God when he's moving. See, you got to begin to recognize when the voice of God is speaking. Everybody's speaking. They could be speaking on a general term. They don't hear God theyself. So they just saying a general prayer to you, and you fall in hook, line, and sinker for it. And you don't know the voice of God when it's speaking. See? And then when you know the voice of God, you will begin to know when there is a manifestation also is going to take place of God's spirit is what's going to engineer the whole thing. And it's working with you, the spirit that's within you, the God spirit that is within you. They get together. They agree together. See, now you and me may not agree together. A lot of times this is what stops our blessing, stops the anointing from flowing because we are not agreeing. Your attention is gone someplace else. You're thinking about, did I cut off the dryer? Did I, turn the fire from under the pot on the stove? Did I leave the refrigerator door open? You're thinking about something you did before you left home. And you know you need healing. You know you need deliverance. You know you need God to work in your life. And nothing is happening. You can't get it done. Oh, Lord, here I am again in this line, and I'm giving all my money, and I ain't getting nothing out of it. See, how much money going to cost me tonight? All these things bringing doubt in you into your life, so therefore you're not consecrating on being together with the one that's praying to get the job done, to see God move. See, it depending on you now. You can't blame nobody else but yourself.
My God.
If somebody asks you, what was you thinking about when the preacher was praying for you? I don't know. Ain't that what you're saying? See, God gives you an anointing for a lot of stuff. Anointing to preach. Some people have anointing to pray for the sick. Some don't. Now, even though you have anointing to pray for the sick, you still need that sick to agree with you that they believe. To cast out them devils. Do you want them devils cast out, or you want to keep your father's devils?
Please cast them out.
You want to keep them? Hmm? Some people, you know, you say, they have anointing to sing. Oh, they can sing. True, they do. But are they singing under the anointing, or is that their gift just operating? Because that same singing could get you delivered if you coincide with it and you agree that it is anointed. So then that anointing come forth and you're anointed. So God got to work. You know, he just has to work. It's a guaranteed thing. Some people are anointed to prophesy. And then there's some that just prophesy. You see? They say, I got the anointing. They're a bunch of simians. Don't got it. They're trying to get it and trying to buy it and trying to pretend. Because, let me tell you, God got many different manifestations of the anointing. Did you know that? He got a whole lot of them. Now, how are you going to recognize? You can only recognize it through the power of God. Okay? If you don't tap into God, you don't learn what the anointing is and when it's present, you got a problem. You're going to be hitting and missing all the time. Every time you go someplace, is this the one? Is this the one? Is this the one? Sit down somewhere and learn what God is doing. Find out who God is, what he's saying, and how he's saying it. Notice what I'm saying, how he's saying it. Yes, yes, yes. Ooh. When it's time to preach, can you preach under the anointing, or are you just preaching because you're intellectually smart? You can remember the scriptures. Everybody think because the person remember the scriptures, they're anointed. Well, that's a lie from hell. There's a lot of people with book knowledge, know how to remember, can got good memories, and they can remember them words in that book, but they ain't got the first bit of an anointing. And you rather believe them because they know Genesis to Revelation. They can quote it and quote it and quote it. And you say, man, oh, they got it. They got the anointing. I'm going to them. But you don't want to go over to illiterate Charlie's church who got the anointing because you feel like they don't know nothing. They don't know the word. But they know more the word than that intellectual preacher, teacher you see and you go to and give all your money to. They got more of the anointing because what? They spent their time with God. Did you hear what I'm saying? And God saw their faithfulness. He saw their trust in him. He saw their dependence in him. And he blessed them, and he poured a whole lot of the anointing upon them. I'd rather go to them than to go out there to, well, you know how sometimes people be in your church say, well, they don't know enough and they can't quote them scriptures. Read it for yourself if you're sitting around trying to find out what it says. You need to read more in the Bible anyway, instead of being so lazy you want somebody else all the time to tell you, oh, it's over here, it's over here, it's over here. I had to learn where it was myself. They didn't tell me all that. Say, read your Bible daily. See, daily. That's my daily bread. That's what I feed on. That's what you feed on. You hear what I'm saying? So in the time of need, you got it. He's helped you to know the move of God. He helps you to know the manifestation. He helps you to recognize the anointing. And God began to move you in different places, Hey, like into heavenly places. He moved you into, and when he leaves you in them heavenly places, he do what? Give you heavenly orders too, don't he? Now, let me tell you something. Do you know why people are always moving in the flesh and they can't move in the anointing? Because they live in the flesh. Now, if they live in the flesh, you can't move in the spirit. Now, can you? Come on, think about it now. All your thoughts is fleshly. You know, this is the thing. Well, you know, we are still in the flesh. When is the flesh going to die? Paul said he died daily, so that flesh shouldn't be up there too many days. That flesh shouldn't be appearing all the time, every time you turn around, every time you want to do something and somebody get after you about it or tell you about it, you talk about, well, I'm only in the flesh. But when you going to get out the flesh and start living in the spirit? Come on, I'm just talking here. This is time to talk about it, ain't it? So we talk about it, don't we? Isn't that right? Let me tell you what John 14 said. In the 14th chapter, John, he said, around the 16th verse, he said, I will pray the Father, and he will send you another comforter, and he will abide with you, and he will be in you. You got something going on for you. Why you want to let it drip out? Why you want to be too lazy to activate what God has already given you? Now, I can go on a little bit further and say, you know, like 1 John say, 1 John 2, but the anointing which you have received of him abided where? In you. See how much you got in you? Look, you got a whole lot in you to work with. Stop sitting around on somebody else to do all your work. That's our problem. We were somebody, I wish I could believe that somebody was, everybody praying for me. I know everybody not praying for me. And then there's ones that is praying for me, praying that I fall and that I drop dead. When you find out you got some people around there trying to help you drop dead, I mean, that's a bad feeling. You could lose confidence in people, but my confidence is not in people. My confidence is in God of the people, and God will provide a person or persons to do what? To pray a prayer of faith to keep you alive and well. You get the picture? So therefore, the anointing that resides in you, it conquers all things. Do you hear what I'm saying? No matter how wicked it come against you, the wickedness come against you, God has provided a comforter. And that comforter is the Holy Ghost. And that Holy Ghost will protect and guide you if you listen and understand and know the moving of the Holy Ghost. And when it's moving. And when it's moving, you can do what? Flow with it. How about that? You can flow with it. Is that all right? You can flow with it, right? Oh, I just love it. You know, I get carried up, carried away, don't I? Man, I get kind of carried up. The way, bless God, I tell you, you know, y'all pray for these allergies I got. They're acting up like crazy with all this crazy weather and stuff, hot sunshine, whole lot of stormy weather, you know, all in one day. And so it acts up pretty bad, all right? So that's, I sound kind of bad. I mean, it's acting up right now, but you know I ain't stopping, right? You know I don't stop, right? I'll be stopping, but I'm going to have to try to talk over it, get over it too. Why? Because God is on the inside. So when God is on the inside, he'll manifest on the outside, and you do what you got to do because the Spirit of God is in you to carry you through whatever you got to go through. See? And he didn't tell you everything going to be howdy-howdy all the time. He didn't tell you that's going to be every day you're going to have a good day. Some of them days are pretty challenging. But you know what? You get through every challenge. You get through everything. I don't care what the devil throw at you. You get through, don't you? You're still here. Now, you may not have what you want to have, but I told you, you don't have it because you don't speak it. You don't speak it because you don't trust that God going to give it to you. Or that you bring it to manifestation yourself by speaking it. Remember now, by your lips, the fruit of your lips, you can create. You can create your atmosphere. You can create what you're looking for, what you're having. You know, I'm going to say this, and I'm gonna give leeway to somebody else. But the fact is, you know, what I used to do is go to stores, don't have a dime in my pocket, and I go to the mall and look around and find stuff that I want. I say, oh, yes. I say, as soon as I get some money, I'm buying this suit. As soon as I get some money, I'm getting them shoes. As soon as I get some money, I'm getting this or that. I'll be just going around there naming this stuff, and I say, okay, Lord, I got to remember where to store it, too. So it don't be long before I get to store. The mind tell me, you know, and I know it be the Lord saying, go to such and such, go to this mall. And I say, well, Lord, I don't want to go to the mall today. I ain't want to go no mall today. He said, go to the mall. I go on to the mall, and guess what? There's that suit on sale. The suit that would have cost me $300 only cost me $20-something. Huh? You see what I'm saying? God provided for me, but I took myself there and I point out this is what I'm going to get. That was me. That was the you. You see? The God got the glory because he made the way. I obeyed what he, when he say go. When I obeyed go, it was manifest. You see what I'm saying? Did you kind of get the picture here? What you want, huh? You want to go to South Africa? Just pack up a suitcase and wait and let God make the way. If that way you want to go, you really want to go. Do you say you? Is that your desire? What is your desire? Your desire to go wherever, Canada, Hawaii, or where's your desire? Do you see what I'm trying to tell you? It's in your hands. That's what I'm trying to tell you today. It is in your hand. If you really want to do it, it's your desire. What did we read the scriptures tell you about your desire? All you got to do is just say it. Ask him. You. Huh? Now I'm going to leave this with you. Eyes not seen, ear not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed it unto us by his Spirit. He just revealed it. It's already yours. Whatever it is you've been sitting around wishing for, forget about the wish book. Desiring, huh? You desire God to do in your life, whether it's your ministry, whether it's whatever. Just talk to God about it. And he tell you, okay, believe. I promise you that if you can believe it, you will receive it. And what did he tell Jeremiah? Say, what do you see? What do you see? I'm not talking about what I know is there, but what do you see? If you can see it, I'll perform it. Pastor Sherry. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that powerful word from Apostle Porter this morning. I tell you, you can grab a hold of that word. I tell you, because it is so true that you ask for prayer, you want to be agreed, touch and agree, but then you don't want to step out in faith and do it. And if you don't make that step, how will you know God won't open the door for you? I'm reminded about the children of Israel when God was delivering them from Egypt, and even though they saw that big old water in front of them, but you know what? The power of God was moving for them, and if they did not step out to the edge of the water, how God was able to perform that miracle with the Red Sea being departed. So you still got to do something. You heard that word today. You got to do something. The you or the I got to do something. And Amos, the 3:3 said, can two walk together except they be agreed? And then Amos, the 7:7 says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servant the prophet. Now you hear the word today. The woman, the prophet tell you, God said to go, and God is doing this, his promises, but it takes you. And you come for the prayer, and Amos, the 3:3 said, can two walk together except they agree? You know you come in agreement, right? This is what we want. Like, I heard that word, you know, you the one, the man or the woman of God to agree all by themselves. And you standing right there. And when we read the word of God, we see there's so many things that when they needed healing in the Bible, and they did not, their faith was not in the place that it should be, they said, Lord, help my unbelief. See, you got to come up to that realization, God, I need help right now. And you have to believe the word of God. Try the word of God. You have nothing to lose now. You can try it. You have nothing to lose. What can happen if you don't tried, how would you know he can make the way for you? How can you know he won't do it just for you? He asked, he told you in his word to ask of him, and you have to, when you ask, believe it now. You can't be asking and don't believe it now. That's double-minded in everything now. So you have to remember now that whenever you ask of the God, he will do it. And then 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And when we were talking about the glory, right, and the anointing, and you have to what? You have to what? Cleanse yourself. You got to do it something yourself. Your filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, and you got to cast on every imagination and every high thought that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And when that word coming to say that it's not going to happen, you got to cast it down. When negative word is coming for, you don't have to receive it. Why? Because there's life and death in the power of the tongue. And people don't want to understand that your thoughts have wings. Your thoughts, you can be saying it out your mouth, but your thought is saying the opposite. Now, you are in dualism right there. You need oneness, right? You need oneness, 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 oneness. As God and his Father is one, we are to be one. You got to walk in oneness. Even in the marriage relationship, you know, come on now. See, God said you're no longer two, but you're one, right? You're no longer two, but you're one. You still got to walk in the oneness. And I'm reminded when God said, go get it, it's your time. Go get it, go get it, go get it. And you know, if you don't pray with that partner and y'all coming in agreement, it's like a tug of war. You people don't want to be honest about it. You can feel that it's the little tug of war, that there's not a oneness there. There's not a unity there when you're stepping out in faith to believe God. So when there's a little tug going on, you might as well just sit home and wait and get it together, that oneness, and then step how? Because nothing is going to happen. Why? Because you're creating the atmosphere around you of not oneness, of miracle. We hear the word? You do something about it. You change the atmosphere. You speak to your circumstances. You tell the circumstances, come line up with the word of God. You cast down the spirit of intimidation and manipulation. You the one that have to speak that word and speak that word and say, I shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. Lord, make sure you add that part, in the land of the living, because he promised me in his word in Psalms 23:5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. You know what? He's going to continue making it flow and flow and flow and flow. Why? Because the anointing is continuous. It keeps on flowing. It keeps on going. And remember now, don't ignore to give who? The glory, God, the glory. Because according to the Sunday school lesson, ignoring the glory of God. Why? By not recognizing that it is God the one doing it. Not recognizing he's the one that gives you divine favor. Not recognizing that he's the one that opened the door. Not recognizing he's the one that blessed you with good health. Not recognizing he was the one that healed you. You may say, well, I have a good, perfect diet. No, he gave you the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding what to eat and what not to do. He's the one that gives you everything that you have. So don't forget to give God, not to give God his glory. Why? Because everything belongs to him. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and everything that is therein, it belongs to him. But he gives us the power and the dominion to speak in through his word. Now remember, now he gave it to you. All you got to do is speak the word of God, just like in the book of Genesis, when God said, let there be light, light came forth. You can start speaking light around your situation. See, people don't believe. They say, well, you know what, he was just doing that when he came forth to creation. He was speaking those things. No, you're applying the word of God. Where there's darkness and turmoil and confusion and strife, you speak the light of God in that situation. You speak joy in that situation. And say, my what? Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Why? You're giving him the honor, the glory that is due unto his holy name. And the word is so good today, y'all, about the anointing. Give him the what? The glory. Give him the honor. And he let you know that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And we hear the woman of God talking about, well, I'm in this flesh. Well, if you continue to walk in the flesh, you will never manifest the things of God. Because if you're in the image of God and in his likeness you were created, you're going to do what? You're going to manifest what he do. Because he said he came to do the will of his father. So he was just doing what he see his father doing, right? So we are to do the same thing. What the word say, we are what? We're doing exactly what the word said, allowing the anointing to come forth and the manifestation. I tell you, God is so good today. And prayer do change things, y'all. Prayer do change things. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life, but just put it in the hands of the Lord. He will allow you things to come to pass. And then I heard the word of God where the woman of God was talking about the people with that different type of spirit, and they're using, it's not the Holy Spirit, but it's the what? The peeping spirit, the familiar spirit, the witchcraft spirit, and they're acting like they're walking where? And under the anointing. But I tell you, it is something to really pay attention to. Not everyone that say, I'm a prayer warrior, I know how to pray. You have to recognize recognize what spirit it is they're praying in. Because something puzzles me when someone say, you know what, I was praying and fasting, and then you heard, and then the person meeting a bad accident. I said, well, you know what, God, that don't sound too right to me. What were you praying? Were you praying for divine protection? What were you praying? When I pray, things happen. But some people speak it in, I know when people, some people pray now, and they pray and as God teach them to pray and make them pray, is good. Some people have that wrong spirit. They feel if the person not doing what they tell them to do, they're going to fall off the ladder, they're going to die, this going to happen, that's going to happen. But you know what? Who made them a God? Don't they realize that they take in the position of God and there's only one God? He's the creator of the heaven and the earth. So we have to be careful when we pray now. If your heart ain't right, repent. You need to ask God to forgive you because you know you ain't about to say nothing good. Creating me what? A clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. And God, I thank you this day because he is worthy to be praised. So know today that you need the anointing. The anointing destroys every yoke. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is good. That is an awesome word. I hope you're all hearing this word. If you're not hearing the word, you need to tune right back in to this broadcast on your computer. I tell you, that was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. The anointing destroys all yokes. And I went to Romans 15, the 8, start from the 7 verse, where it says, wherefore, receive ye one another, as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, everything that he had promised Abraham come all the way down. When the man and woman of God speak as the oracle of God and telling you what God say, man, I tell you, God is an awesome God. And just when Apostle Porter talked about, you know, you come and you ask for prayer, say, can you pray for me? You know, and it say takes two. And she is praying, and where is your prayer? And then next thing you're going to say, no, I'm not going to pray with her no more because that prayer wasn't answered. But do you recognize, or were you praying with her? Are you agreeing with her? I could say I thank God for everybody that pray for me, not against me, but you pray for those that sit and despitefully use you and pray against you. You know, it's good to know that when you need prayer in a situation, you can go to people that trust and believe in with you that God is going to move. What is a promise? A promise is a vow that God made to us. We use that word so loosely, I promise this, I promise that, and we always broke our promise. God don't broke his promise. Know that what God say, it shall and will come to pass. Trust and believe. Believe. What are you believing in? Doubt comes up when they say, yes, go this place, you know. This is what God say. And then, you know, let's call it for what it is now. Who is doubt? The enemy comes right up to tell you, don't listen to them. That's not true. You know it ain't going to happen. You know this ain't going to happen like this. I mean, come on now. Trust and believe. We can trust and believe in our job, but we know when it is you go there, you work 8 hours, you work 40 hours a week, you're going to get paid. Trust and believe that what God say, you will get paid. Ain't no ifs, ands, but, or anything. So that us is all a self case. That's what she's trying to tell you. It is a self case. Get yourself right, trust and believe, and clean out all the impurities that we have inside of us. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You tune in tomorrow night at 11 p.m. to the Wailing Walls prayer line. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound. That's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's pray one for another. Let's pray for our unsaved loved ones. And if you need prayer at that time, you got a praise report, come on and share it and tell people what God has done for you. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael, what I'm just saying. That calling number is 917-889-2211. Till then, you'll be blessed and hope to hear you tomorrow night, Friday, on the Wailing Walls prayer line.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start
happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I stop worrying how the story ends,
I can let go
and
I can let God,
let
him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go,
let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.